Blackstone presents In That Endlessness, Our End by Gemma Files. This book is read by Deanna Anthony, Neil Heligers, Stephen J. Cohen, Bronson Pinchot, Andy Arndt, Chelsea Stevens, Zura Johnson, and Sarah Beth Pfeiffer.
This is How It Goes. Read by Deanna Anthony. Last night, I had that dream where I was washing my face, and after I ran the cloth over my shut lids, I opened them again, and one of my eyes fell out. My left eye. Right eye? No, it was definitely the left, the sinister one, with all that that implies. And underneath where my eye used to be, there was another eye, someone else's eye. So there I was, standing there, like an asshole, and there it was, looking out at me from the bathroom mirror. And the worst part was, it could see me, and I didn't want it to see me. I'll tell you this much, I really want not to have that dream anymore or any of my other recurring dreams. Or not to dream at all. That would be good too. Better, actually. This is how it goes these days. Stand by. This fucking city, man. This one. Right here. I don't know about any other. Not for sure. Whole rest of the world could be a lie made from stock footage, for all I know. For all any of us really ever knew. Ah, but that's not true, is it? Because I was on the phone with my dad when it started to happen. FaceTiming long distance from Toronto, Canada to Hobart, Tasmania. 3 in the morning my time, 7 at night his time. They're 14 hours ahead, which makes stuff weird. It was his birthday, or it had been, and I kind of felt like I owed him more than an e-card, given he was turning 80. But his girlfriend came in halfway through our usual once-a-year mutual update, frowning at her iPad, and when he heard the note in her voice, he rang off, saying he'd get back to me, which he didn't, but I don't blame him for it. Sometimes I wonder what I would have seen if I'd been able to keep watching. Something pretty much like what it turned out she was watching at the time, no doubt. I couldn't have known that, though. Not yet. It was roughly 24 hours before the split hit Toronto, and I was back online where I spent most of my days then. I worked from home, my mom's basement, a virtual telemarketing
sample complete. Ready to continue?